We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You need to understand that the Word has to be in your mouth if you're going to be a success in life, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, any other way. The Word of God must be in your mouth, and you must be speaking the right words.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Where do we find the truth on what to believe and what to speak? Where do we find what words to say? Right here in the Holy Word of God, the Holy Writ, the Logos. The written word is where we get a hold of the rhema, the spoken word. A rhema is a word that means, this means to speak, not necessarily spiritually, but that's the connotation we put on it. It's a Greek word that means to speak. And when we use the word rhema, we are using it in the context, speak the word of God. We are talking about taking the Logos, the written word, and turning it into the speaking word or the rhema word. See, you shall know the truth, John said, and the truth shall set you free. The truth comes from the word of God. And as the truth becomes a part of you, you will begin to speak it with your mouth. And it becomes that two-edged sword that divides even to the bone and the marrow. The sword of the Spirit is you speaking God's word with your mouth. It will change things. It will deliver. It will set free. But it's up to you to know what to say and know what words to say when the time is right. We need to understand the truth and admit to the truth. We need to agree with the facts. We need to acknowledge what the Bible says. We need to affirm the authority of the Scripture. We need to declare its promises. And we need to say what God says, mean it, and act upon it. I got it from my father. I say it all the time. You hear me? I say it in my sermons. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. I agree with the facts of God's word. This is the truth. The Apostle Paul said, if I myself or anybody else comes preaching to you something that other than I have already spoken to you, count it accursed. Isn't that what he said? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, the word of faith which we preach. Romans 10:8. You need to understand that the word has to be in your mouth if you're going to be a success in life, spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, any other way, the Word of God must be in your mouth and you must be speaking the right words. It's important to speak the right words. It's important to say words of mercy. It's important to say words of grace. At the time when mercy and grace is needed for people. There in Isaiah it said, we have a word to say, and just paraphrasing, a word to say to those when there is a need. We sometimes need faith words. We sometimes need grace words. We sometimes need mercy words. We sometimes need encouraging words. We sometimes need to tell them everything's going to be all right. How do you know? Because the Bible tells me so. So many times we hinder ourselves in the fact that we box ourselves into a corner only working with God in certain areas of speaking the word. In faith for finances and faith for this and so forth and healing and so forth. But we need to understand that there are mercy words. There are grace words. There are times that we need to extend mercy and grace to people. There are times that they need encouragement. We need to learn how to confess the promises of God. There is not a person sitting listening to me speak in this auditorium or listening to me on the television that has not experienced problems and circumstances and things in their life or your life that you must overcome. The Bible says we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Yeah, the blood of the Lamb had something to do about it. Yes, it was that blood. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. Yes, we needed that blood to wipe away our sins and blot out our sins and change us and make us a new creature in Christ Jesus. But the scripture goes on to say that the word of your testimony has something to do with it also. Hallelujah. If we're going to overcome, we not only going to have to know what God's word says, but we're going to have to begin to speak God's word and walk it out. I don't care what's in front of you. I don't care what's around you. I don't care how dark it is. God's word said that if you will speak to the mountain, it'll go. As we encounter our problems of life, as we encounter life as it is, we encounter a variety of situations that we must deal with. As we are confessing God's word, as we are speaking the word, we begin to hear what people say. We begin to hear what the suggestions of Satan are to us. People say, oh, you can't ever tell what's going to happen now. You might as well just go on and accept your fate in life. The suggestions of the enemy will come to you and say, yeah, now that's right. The word's right, but that's for somebody else. That's not for you. With all that you've done, you ought to just be glad that God's even willing to listen to you pray. Hello? And then you have what the symptoms say. The hurt, the pain, the empty pocketbook, the disappointment, the discouragement. And then we have what our own thoughts are. We have what our own fears are. We come in contact with these. It's about time that we just opened up and realize that we come into contact with all of these different elements. And they will affect us in what we say and believe unless we have established ourselves in the Word of God. That is why the Apostle Paul has said, cast not away your confidence. And I just go and paraphrase there, continue to believe God, what is what he's saying to us. See, with all of these varieties of thoughts and input that's coming to us, we are faced with the point. What will we continue to say? What will we continue to believe? Will we cast away our confidence? And you must come to a decision. What will I say now? Will you give in to despair and unbelief and self-pity? Oh, Lord, you know where I'm at. Nobody's got as bad as me. Yes, it happens. But remember, God's man Elijah had the same problem. I'm the only one left, Lord. I'm the only one left. The Lord had to remind him, say, hey, wait a minute, I got a whole bunch more that hadn't bowed their knee yet.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we are accepting applications for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. And of course for the spring as well. But we will be starting the fall semester in September. It's really, really hard to believe. And you know, one of the new programs that we do have is the music and media
program.
Yes, it is, you know, they learn how, it's a very concentrated program.
Right.
And they learn how to do podcasts, they learn about social media, all kinds of
and
things.
They're together on some of the classes and then they split up and go music or media. And also, they get a computer
that's loaded with
the programs they need for music or the programs that they need for media to do all those things. It is a really great program. And then this year, we are able to give what is called a ministerial degree. Now, don't get this.
It's not with the Department of Education.
Yeah, don't get this mixed up with a degree from Rector University. This is a specialized degree called ministerial degree, and we have an associate's degree. It's 60 hours. Applied studies is a 90-hour degree, and then a bachelor's degree is 120 hours.
Yes.
Here at rbtc.org, if you want to know about it, go there and find out all about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.